I will just predict that now that we've got a second term of President Obama, that there's a whole flood of regulations that are stacked up that have not been acted on and not been pushed forward because of the election. Now that he has four more years, you're going to see a lot more regulations, and they're going to, and it won't just be EPA, it'll be other organizations too. Now that's my prediction, because I think that you know, that was a plan, that's what they wanted to do, and now they have a chance.
You're talking
to do
about
it.
To the detriment of the economy and agriculture specifically?
Everything. Or? Yeah, economy and agriculture. Yeah, right. We'll pay a price.
Absolutely, and Colorado will not be exempt. You're going to get your chair out there. So get ready for it in Denver. You look at Vail and Keystone and all those good, wonderful ski resorts are going to get regulated some more, too.
I just want to urge a word of caution on this business of abandoning regulation. We just had a problem in Minnesota with a meatpacking company that was selling meat that was not fit to be eaten. That sort of thing can happen. EPA or the Food and Drug Administration or other regulatory agencies ride herd on that stuff all the time. If they find a way they can make money by cheating on the label, they will. Or they might. And so we erect these barriers, clumsy though they be. But the fear is that the alternative to tough regulation will be some terrible abuses.